"How's that fine big boy of yours?" Mr. Robichaud asked to end the silence that had fallen.
"Who?"
"Your son."
"Oh, him. He's okay."
Mrs. Riley's mind flew back to Constantinople Street, where she had left Ignatius writing in his room and mumbling something about Myrna Minkoff. Through the door, Mrs. Riley had heard Ignatius saying to himself, "She must be lashed until she drops." There was a long silence, broken only by the violent sipping noises that Mrs. Riley made on the rim of her glass.
"You want some nice potato chips?"
Mrs. Riley finally asked, for she found that the silence made her even more ill at ease.
"Yeah, I think I would."
"They're right in the bag next to you."
Mrs. Riley watched Mr. Robichaud open the cellophane package. His face and his gray gabardine suit both seemed to be neat and freshly pressed.
"Maybe Santa needs some help. Maybe she went and fell down."
"She just left the room a minute ago. She'll be back."
"These floors are dangerous,"
Mrs. Riley observed, studying the shiny linoleum intently.
"You could slip down and crack your skull wide open."
"You gotta be careful in life."
"Ain't that the truth? Me, I'm always careful."
"Me too. It pays to be careful."
"It sure does. That's what Ignatius said just the other day,"
Mrs. Riley lied.
"He says to me, 'Mama, it sure pays to be careful, don't it?' And I says to him, 'That's right, son. Take care.'"
"That's good advice."
"I'm all the time giving Ignatius advice. You know, I'm always trying to help him out."
"I bet you are good, Mama. I seen you and that boy downtown plenty times, and I always thought what a fine-looking big boy he was. He kind of stands out, you know?"
"I try with him. I say, 'Be careful, son. Watch you don't slip down and crack your skull open or fracture an arm.'"
Mrs. Riley sucked at the ice cubes a bit.
"Ignatius learned safety at my knee. He's always been grateful for that."
"That's good training, believe me."
"I tell Ignatius, I say, 'Take care when you cross the street, son.'"
"You gotta watch out in traffic, Irene. You don't mind if I call you by your first name, huh?"
"Feel free."
"Irene's a pretty name."
"You think so? Ignatius says he don't like it."
Mrs. Riley crossed herself and finished her drink.
"I sure got a hard road, Mr. Robichaud. I don't mind telling you."
"Call me Claude."
"As God is my witness, I got an awful cross to bear. You want a nice drink?"
"Yeah, thanks. Not too strong, though. I'm not a drinking man."
"Oh, Lord,"
Mrs. Riley sniffed, filling two glasses to the rim with whiskey.
"When I think of all I take, sometimes I could really have me a good cry."
With that, Mrs. Riley burst into loud, wild tears.
"Oh, don't cry,"
Mr. Robichaud pleaded, completely confused by the tragic turn the evening was apparently taking.